This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
I want to talk about the Fish Food Pantry of Roseburg and something new going on. Jen Rita, Executive Director, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you've got something big starting tomorrow.
We do. We are going to have our first pop-up pantry in Canyonville from 4 to 6. It's right in front of the city offices, right in front of the library.
So where'd you get the idea of doing this?
Well, we know that transportation is a barrier to getting food in rural communities. There's no current pantry down there. The food bank reached out and said that they would like to try and help get a pantry started down there. And so I said, okay, let's do it. We're seeing a need. The city manager is seeing a need. It's really difficult to get up to Roseburg right now or to one of the smaller pantries on the way to Roseburg.
Now, you're aided in doing this by something that's kind of a new thing as well.
Yes, our new refrigerated van. We raised funds for about a year, and we were able to get this new refrigerated van. Our old van was a 2001. It had a couple leaks. It was ready for its retirement.
So you've got something, brand new, right?
Yeah, exactly. Very brand new.
Cool. So what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
We are looking forward to serving the community down in Canyonville and even further south. As we look at getting numbers, we want to know what the need is down there so that we can help them build their own standing food pantry.
And I know you've been getting help on some of this stuff from a couple different groups.
Yeah, we got a grant from the Cow Creek Tribal Foundation, and we got a grant from Three Rivers. And we could not do any of this without our support of community members like Stephen Kelly over at Roseburg Grocery Outlet.
You know, one of the things about Douglas County, when you get into the outlying areas, I mean, this is a perfect illustration, is if it's tough to get around or you don't have transportation available, it really slows down just about anything you want to do.
It really does. And you think about rural communities, and not only are buses not running as frequently or as much as they should be or need to be, but you're also thinking about the equipment that is needed to run farms and stuff that are in that area. And it's not gas friendly.
Yeah, so to be able to take the food a lot closer to the people has got to be a big difference. Now, when you go down there, you obviously can't take the whole pantry. What kinds of food are you going to be taking to Canyonville?
So we are taking a bag of non-perishable food items. We'll also have milk and bread and produce, thanks to our friends up at UCAN Food Bank. And we'll have some sort of meat. We're just not sure, it's what we have available.
All right, so that's going to be 4 to 6 in Canyonville. And how often are you doing that?
We're going to be doing that the third Thursday of every single month.
All right, so some options there. Anything else going new with the Fish Food Pantry?
We hit a record month last month. We served 1,579 families. So that's a little over 3,000 individuals that were able to get food at the pantry.
Now, usually setting a record's a good thing, but this means you got more people to help out.
It's great that we're there. It's great that we were able to help that many clients, that many people. But yeah, it's a sad reality that food is scarce in this day and age.
So if people want to help out the Fish Food Pantry, how do they do that?
They can go to our website and donate monetarily. They can fill out a volunteer application. They can stop on by. They can bring food donations anytime that we're open.
All right, Jen Rita, the Fish Food Pantry down in Canyonville starting tomorrow and every third Thursday of the month. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:36 at the Morning Report.